Shin Lamed Tes, we're holding in the middle of Sif Dalet. We didn't finish the Sif. Let's finish the Sif, and then we'll go back. See, we're not interested. Say hello to people during the show, okay?
Yes, how are you, Rabbi?
Okay. Now, it says, V'lo Choltzim, V'lo Miyabmin. So, Chazal, when they answered Kedushin, they also answered...
On Shabbos, you're talking.
Talking about on Shabbos. They also included that is Yibum. When a person does Yibum, he acquires the wife. So there are elements of Mominus which are involved. It's like getting a Kinyan. And not only did they Aser Yibum, they also Asered Chalitza as well, because the Derech would be they would write a Shtar for the woman that she received her Chalitza. Van Koysen, they did Kedushin. Now you want to do Chuppah, you can't do Chuppah. Even though the Kedushin was done beforehand, the actual acquisition of the woman is with the Kedushin, but the Chuppah is when the person gets certain halachic rights, and that's going to be a problem on Shabbos.
Who gets certain halachic rights? The woman?
The man.
The man?
Yeah. Well, the Makdishin, Velo Marichin, the man's not Yerush's wife until he does Kenisa L'Chuppah. Velo Makdishin, Velo Marichin, first of all, if he makes something to them, he's to the hektish. So that's similar to a sale, that there's a transfer of ownership to hektish. Marichin is a person does it instead of doing it through lashon of hektish, he does it through a lashon of erich. Velo Machrimin. So over here we're referring to that there's a form of cherim which is not referring to putting an item in. You know, putting a person in cherim means taking an item designated for the Beis HaMikdash through the process of using the word cherim. Well, the mafrishim trumas ha'maisers, you cannot be mafrish trumas ha'maisers. Main pardon a ben, you don't do pinyon a ben. Main megarshin. Even though the get is written beforehand, but the process of divorcing her is also prohibited on that alone. Elim ken who get shchimira, the talk of le'oma, a person who's deathly ill. We want to give her a get to prevent her from falling to Yibum and being stuck in a situation of waiting for the Yavam. So in that situation, we allow him, a get which is written before Shabbos can be given on Shabbos to prevent her from falling to Yibum. Lekulam im nasu. Now, all the scenarios that we said before, if the person did do this action, this transaction, contravening halacha, but shagging an oy mezidin or mutoyin, masha also, it works. But he happened. Even if he did it b'shagya, even if he did it b'mezid, even did it believing that it's mutter. So shagya would be that the person forgot that it was Shabbos. Mutter means he knows that it's Shabbos. We believe that this is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Mezid, he knows it's Shabbos. He knows that it's also does it anyway. So all those cases, it's got the transaction is valid. Okay. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of Mishnah Berurah here. Yud Aleph, back in the previous page. Ein Donin. Okay, how do I feel it didn't mominus? Okay, so we're saying that this issue was not only dealing with cases which are corporal or capital punishment, but that the more runs out that you can't do on Shabbos because there's a halacha that you cannot give the punishment on Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot do the judgment about it on Shabbos either. But even in the Mominus, we don't have that. It's still Aser. Shema Yabali Dei Ksiba, because I'll Aser it because a person might come to write down the Tainas or the decision, etc. Huadin Nami, the Seder Tainas, Levad, the Adiyonim Gamkin Aser. It's not only is it the actual sitting of Bezin convening and discussing and deciding is Aser, but even just presenting each side presenting their argument is Aser. Shema Yichtu HaDayanim Divrei Tanu Seim, because the Dayan they would write down the people's claims to be able to have a record to refer back to. Avolakabo Lutzia Devorim Kigon Al Tanus Psulim Mutter Kamosha Kosa Be'Evan Ezer Simen Samabeis. Okay, so which is not the case of just to sort of set up the case, what the issues are, which will then be discussed after Shabbos, but they're not actually presenting what their taina is. That is not also. Okay. Tikkun Rabbeinu Gershom Mar HaGarla. So we have a Masar from Rabbeinu Gershom that he was Masak and Shalom Levatel HaTamid. So that's the phrase that he used. What does that mean? Hanot Tfilah HaKuvah B'Tzibra LeBeis HaKnesses. The daily tefillah b'Shabbos, and Moshe Bittel Kvar Shalosh Pamim B'Chol V'Lahar Lo B'Shvil Tainus HaKol. Okay, so what this was, which I mean, I'm not familiar that this is done nowadays, that there was, if a person felt that he had an issue with another individual, and the Beis Din or the Tzibra was not addressing it the way they want to, he would have a right to go up and interrupt the tefillah to sort of publicize to the whole the situation, and thereby force the hands of the kahal, the leaders, to address the issue. So that's called being mevatel atomit. So you cannot do that on Shabbos. Unless the person has tried already multiple times during the week, which is obviously not as effective as Shabbos, because Shabbos is more dramatic. You have the whole tzibra there. So if he tried three times a week and wasn't successful, then he can. Otherwise, he cannot. We don't want him. It is a weekday activity to some extent. Okay. Oh, bishul tainus alcohol. If the issue is an issue which affects the whole tzibra, not just an individual person, that can be done on Shabbos. I've read stories about this. I've never seen it happen. I don't think it's so common nowadays. Okay, Yud Beis. So you can't give a person malchus because that is that
you're going to draw blood, probably. No.
Well,
it's corporal punishment, as you said.
So the Ramah says because it goes under the umbrella of the issue of judging something. Mishabura adds, "I'm yachal over the chibur b'Shabbos," and the malchus they would give, they cannot give the malchus of the Torah anymore. That requires a bezdim which has smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Malchus mardus.
The bezdim was authorized to give a person physical punishment, but it wasn't anywhere as intense as the malchus which. Of Chazal, of the Torah, but therefore it's not Vada that's going to cause bleeding. The Malchus of the Torah, that Vada is going to cause bleeding. But it's definitely Yasser because Mirabana goes under the umbrella of the Yisra of Din. And the Mishra says that it also could come to bleeding, so we don't let you do that. So it's in Chlal Din. So Yerushalmi says we have the pasuk in Parshas Vayakha. So the Torah singles out the isser of havara of a fire on Shabbos. So the count of what they did in Shlomo Yehud done in Shabbos, that they're not allowed to judge cases of punishment on Shabbos. Hanu Misha Hoya Makuyev Yama Mekadmoinim Havor, a person was Chayev, the punishment of the Sreifa. Gilsatar Lo Yanishu B'Shabbos, they cannot actually execute the punishment on Shabbos. I mean, Oyal Fina, the Huadin Lechol Oynish, that applies to any type of giving an Oynish, which Bezin is supposed to give, that they cannot do that on Shabbos. That even those which are deserving of punishment know that they can rest on Shabbos. Now, so we do not even take a person who we know is going to be punished and put him in the jailhouse to make sure that he doesn't run away. Because that's also part of the Bezin's process, which can't be done on Shabbos. And if he escapes, he escapes. Now, if the issue here is not a punishment, but rather the person is leaving for the purpose of creating an aguna situation on his wife, so we could take that person and incarcerate him, not as a punishment, because it's not a punishment issue, it's just simply to keep him here, that he shouldn't escape. So that's mutter. Accepting edus about the testimony that a woman's husband has died by a person who's not well or afraid that he might die before he's able to present the testimony after Shabbos, and as far as we know, there's nobody else who knows what happened. Similarly, we're not makabel edus, that's part of the Bezin process, but the scenario we're going to allow it. Lomakachin. Cannot do the Kedushin on Shabbos. Gamza machos. Gzera shem yichtov. The Gzera is because they would document it. So therefore, it's afraid he might document it on Shabbos. Avalomitam to hukar and kinyan b'Shabbos. So why don't you argue the reason why it's usher? Because he's acquiring a wife. The ownership the husband gets for just by Kedushin does not give him any financial rights, does not give him a right to Yerusha, to her Maisi Yadayim, to her Metzias. So that is not considered a Kenyan for the purposes of Shabbos. Now, the next step is, if the Kedushin was done before Shabbos, but he has not done the Kedushin L'chupa, which that is when he gets the din of Yerusha and Metzia and Maisi Yadah. Okay. Mavur b'machar b'lekameh, the Osulach Kedushin L'chupa b'Shabbos. V'haino, there the reason is mitam, da'ayinei chupa, karno esol, l'chol d'war, ma'ayla, ha'nal, l'avikimech l'chomem, karno esol b'Shabbos. So that is, there is a financial acquisition which is taking place through the chupa, and that's also to do on Shabbos, because that goes into the sort of financial transactions. But Kedushin alone doesn't have that issur, but it has the issur, shemi yiktev, exer shemi yiktev. Now the Ramah came along and said, there's an opinion which says that a situation where a person has not fulfilled the mitzvah, the mitzvahs which are incumbent upon him, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have children, so that doesn't have a wife, or he doesn't have children, either one.
So you're saying someone like me, where I have children but I don't have a wife, I could technically get married on Shabbos?
According to this opinion.
And do we hold like this opinion in practice?
No. Okay.
What, you're divorced? Or?
Unfortunately, yes, I am okay. Divorced.
Now, this heter applies even in the case where he has children, he just doesn't have a wife, because God came into the day. This opinion would allow it as well. The mitzvah of it is considered a mitzvah kamina, but givamis mikra the worker zara zarecha erev al tanei hazecha. Even a person, the pasuk says in Koheles that a person should sow seed in the morning, and then do it again later on. So the Mora says it's referring to a person in his younger years, already has had a chance to be married and have children. He should continue to do so, even if that stopped. He should continue to do so in his later years and still continue to have children, get married and have children. Now, Zok, the Ramah said that according to his opinion, not only is Kedushin mutter, but maybe even Kedisa L'chuppah. Now, Kedushin is not a Kenyan issue. So it's not the act itself is intrinsically also. It's just also because of a Gezerah. So we say, well, since there's a mitzvah, we ignore the Gezerah. But the Chuppah, which actually is a financial transaction, because that acquires the woman for certain rights, that becomes more problematic. That who said mitzvah is going to be mounted? That's what Moses says. Maybe maybe, according to this opinion, mitzvah will be mata to that as well. The Rosh Lomar Da'afa Al-Yadei Chupa Kona Sola Kamad Devorim B'chanal, there is acquisition, financial acquisitions which take place through Chupa. Like we said before, if you're lachik kiman the less lay isha ubanim v'yeshla b'zeh mitzvahs prayer vivya sir lay the yeshla hakol b'zeh. So this opinion is going to allow it, maybe, okay. But after Mishabura, this is the Rambam said. But with like kaimel lachik, we don't pass on like this sheet. Rosh Lomar the mikra din kaimel kishit is Rashi shari shalom k'dushin b'afal chupa osur b'shabbos v'yamtiv. K'dushin shosur chupa is osur. Everything, both of them are osur on Shabbos and yamtiv. But why is this relevant? Why am I mentioning this? But in a situation of Kavod HaBrius, like we said yesterday, where they were having this prolonged discussion in regards to the dowry, and it ended up that the chosin, they did not actually do the kedushin, and it's already Shabbos, so to leave the chosin kala being embarrassed that they never went through the kedushin, the Kavod HaBrius will allow us to rely on this opinion that they could do the kedushin in that situation on Shabbos. Hoyle, because they already prepared the suda, the nesuin, and it'll be embarrassing. But to learn, there's a tremendous loss of money on the food, and there's embarrassment to the chasen kalos. So in that situation, we'll rely on the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam that it's mut. You know, it's only but to be makel if you have all three things. What are the three things? The high lo key and prayer of you are dying. So the primary mitzvah prayer of you is relevant. He doesn't have any children yet, or he doesn't have a boy and a girl yet. There's the loss of there's an actual loss of the money of the for the cost of the meal, and we got biyash shachasam kala imlo yichten sauce, and they'll be embarrassed. So this, which you're going to be make, or like the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam, is only if we meet all three criteria. So the Chayyadim says only mutter if he doesn't have children. But I said before, the Rebbeinu Tam holds its mutter even if he has children, he just doesn't have a wife. Says, so why is the Chayyadim say the issue is because of the mitzvah of children? He says, you know what? That's true, the Rebbeinu Tam says that, but the Chayyadim is not relying on the Rebbeinu Tam, and that the mitzvah of peruvu is a much more compelling mitzvah than the mitzvah of having a wife. And therefore, just for the mitzvah of having a wife, he's not going to rely on the Rebbeinu Tam. For the mitzvah of having children, he'll rely on the Rebbeinu Tam. After the Sirle, the Ein Samchan Allah B'Zeh. Now, but if the situation was it's after Shkia, but it's not Vare Laila. So we don't have to remember if the situation came to that, they had not gotten done the Kedushin until better, and it's ready Ben Shmoshes, it's mutter. The goes all shoes, Ben Shmoshes, the Sarch Mitzvah Kulyama. We paskin that during Ben Shmoshes, the Rabbanans are mutter, the Sarch Mitzvah. Loigosu. The Rabbanans are mutter, Ben Shmosh, the Tzarech Mitzvah, which we'll see later on. That's Shin Mem Beis. Ach lechila yeshazor ma'oj shlalachar kolkach, but this is not all but the Ebbets. We don't want you say, you look great, we have plenty of time, we'll do it on Shabbos. That's not, we don't pass on the Rebbeinu Tam. You cannot set yourself up lechila to do this. You must try and do it beforehand. Hikama Averis boy ma yadizeh, because there are other issues besides which will happen. Tiltul muksa shel aneris. They would come. They would move neiris around during the time of the chuppah. They would walk around with neiris, etc. Come kamen noshim ha'ochlus the chuppah ma'achras man ha'lokas aneiris ayadizeh. The women will be confused and they'll light late. Malikas beben hashmoshes. Biyosnev hoyishol halikan oz klal. Be better they wouldn't light at all, but they're not going to lit. They're going to get confused. Al kemin anochem anochem void the miyah yichelus biyodesh lalasas and soon klal erev Shabbos. Uprat samach lechasheches, if a person is able to not do it erev Shabbos, especially late in the afternoon. Ki af imenasun yibes manum. Because even if they do the everything on time before Shabbos, you still have the issue of people going back home and coming back and being late and lighting there is late and stuff like that. If the chuppah ended up being ready on Shabbos, v'yada shashvinin neiris, and the people are going to walk the chosin kala down, the shashvinin are holding candles. After kaimalon the muksa kozman shubiyada moelicha lemakim shayut. So we pass him before in simin shenches that a person takes an item of muksa in his hand. He does not have to drop it. He can, once he has it in his hand, he can take it where he wishes. He should have a goy hold them instead of the Jew holding them. Now over there, they brought an opinion of the Gro that het is only with klishim not the lister, but over here the nair which is lit is more chomer than klishim not the lister, and this het doesn't apply. He's saying even if you held the het does apply, it's better not to be in that situation.
There probably also issues of havara here. I keep walking around the candle.
So the Gemara says it's not a tick ratio that's going to cause a difference. I mean, if you walk slowly, they have to walk slowly. So, I mean, we don't want them to be in a situation because they might forget to walk slowly. We'll document, give her a document that she received her chalitza and that she's allowed to remarry. I feel like when I walk in the chalitza, usher, he near kilo don in b'shabbos. There's a process by chalitza, something called kviyas makom. We don't do a chalitza in a haphazard fashion. So you have to be kavei a makom. This is going to be the makom we're doing the chalitza. So the bezdin will come before the time of the chalitza and sit there as a bezdin and say and declare this is the place that we're going to be doing the chalitza. That's called kviyas makom. So they're doing the chalitza on Sunday. They want to be kavei a makom on Shabbos. Well, that looks. They see the three rabbis sitting there doing something, right? That looks like you're doing a din on Shabbos. So you can't do that. It doesn't have to be done by day. So after Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos, they'll go to the where they're doing the chalitza, and then they'll be kaveh makim, and then the next day they'll do the chalitza. If you start galu yachal likvay afilu ben shmoshes ben Shabbos al yom rishon im yefshal binyan hacher. If we must do the chalitza on Yom Rishon, and we don't have time to do it beforehand or after, right after Shabbos, the Benish Moshes, you can do Kviyas Malkum. Well, let me amen. Can't the Yibum, the Mamasha, Miyabim, Oysa, Niklus Alios Isha, the Chodobr, Kinesu Amamish. Yibum gives the husband the full financial rights. Okay? Rabbi Kikani, Kinyam Shabbos, Voy Shamita Ksuba. So we have over here that the Kinyan is taking place. Financial acquisition, and the person might go and write a ksuba. Okay? Ben Koinsen, Hainu, that's referring to making the chuppah. Afilo kiddush asami b'dayim, even if the kiddush was done before Shabbos, also lachnisu b'shabbos the chuppah, kiddush alakam adabor b'chanah. So, we tell the kiddush, and we took care of that beforehand. But the chuppah is what gives him the financial rights of the wife, and therefore that's a mechamemker issue. Okay, so then it said you can't be makdish, you can't be marich, you can't be machrim, you can't be mafreshum as a maestris, you can't be part of pinyan aben. Okay, so lo makdishin shum davar lagvar, you cannot be makdish something to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemar heiz a hektish, heiz a hektish is also from the kibun of the makdish. Shemakdish, but we're also hachevitz the hektish. Havi kimatzia, but we're also hachevitz meshus the meshus kabaya. But unique to the din of hektish, just through the dibur, ownership transfers from the person to hektish. So it's equivalent of giving a matala or a sale, making a sale. You're transacting and you're transferring ownership. on Shabbos. So it's like that mechel kamemker and it's aser. Moshe can live six tokel and he mutter. If a person will make a pledge to give money, we don't say just pledging the council he gave the money. Emela, the kinyan is done already. That he has to actually give the money. So the pledge alone is not would only go under the umbrella of the issue of Dabar Dover. We said Dabar Dover for the purpose of a mitzvah is mutter. So making a pledge for tzedakah is mutter and Shabbos. Chay kashemer aray alay lahakdish lahakdish kach v'kat. He's making a commitment to give something to Hekdash in the future. He's not being makdish this item. He's making a commitment upon himself to give something. Raise a mutter. Gabgen mutter. Ayin le'ab ha-simen shem bo mishabura sivkat din chabzai. Lom ha-richen. Shemar erki yalai erich ploni yalai. Shadosin le'hekdash k'fishanov. Tahabi kemecha kememker. So by the haracha, if he says erich ploni yalai, he owes Hekdash immediately that moment that amount of money. He has to actually give it still, but that's more than a personal pledge. That's an actual shibu that he has. That's a form of kinyan. Using lashav cherim to setting aside something for Hekdash through lashav cherim is a form of being makdish something. Okay, so now the next step is you can't be mafresh shumas and maestres. Lomar frishin, mashkos lomar frishin, you can't be mafresh shumas and maestres. Shudai rel kemakdish or son of perish ifrish. First of all, it looks like hektish. So this goes under the umbrella of this sort of hektish. Number one. Void shukim asakan darvashen and masukin. There's a tikkun taking place that right till now the grain or the fruit is tevel. And it's also to eat, not a koyin, not a non-koyin. By being mafresh chumas and maestres, the koyin can eat the chuma part, and the yisur can eat the chulin part. So he's making a tikkun in the food. So that goes under the issur of tikkun. Imavr behifrish, a person was mafresh chumas and maestres against the halacha. Bemezid, if he did it, bemezid. Lo yerachel ben lo ben acher, man motzi Shabbos mitam kanas, bimhoi b'shogeg, mutu afilo loy miyad. So in the case he did it for Mason, we ask her that he cannot benefit from what he did. He can't have a law from his Maisa Shabbos, even by Nisad Rabbanon. And that applies to any individual. Nobody can get that benefit. If he did it B'Shargeg, so we had before that there's an opinion which says B'Shargeg for the person himself, it's the lawsuit. But by an Nisad Rabbanon, B'Shargeg, we can be more lenient and say it's even what's for him. Shumas and Maestros, who within the Chala, you cannot not be Mafresh Chala on Shabbos. My name is Reza Machal, Bishaburah, Sivkot, and Dalit. So if a person forgot to be Mafresh Chala from his Chalas, so you can't eat the Chala, you can't be Mafresh it. You can mafresh challah when it's dough, and if a person is not mafresh when it's dough, a person can mafresh it after it's been baked. It's already been baked, it's ready to eat, and realize he hasn't taken out challah. He wants to mafresh, take off some of the bread and designate it as challah, and he mafresh the rest of the bread. So you can't do that.
Don't we rely on prayer?
So it's not a braver than there's a special kula in chalas chutzalor. All chalas one has durabonim. I mean, right, so you have to have rive of klaisil and eretz yisrael. Then in Eretz Yisrael, chala is the rice. In Eretz Yisrael, chazal mer masakin a din of chala mirabbanan, and then chutzlars are masakin out to Eretz Yisrael. But they put a leniency in the chalas chutzlars that sits only also mirabbanan. In this situation, we allow him to eat from the bread, fruit, grain, whatever it is. And then leave over enough that he can be mafresh some as challah and have shirayim as well. And then after Shabbos, he's mafresh. So it's not really relying on Breira, it's the chazal matir.
So how does it work?
They asked it, they were matir. It's like a second generation of the Rabbanan.
The Brewer would work also. And what do I need this? It's a derabanan. It's a prelude.
Prayer means you have to do a hafrasha now.
Right, but I do a hafrasha of saying it's not really chal, now it's chal.
That's why I do a hafrasha before Shabbos, but if I didn't do a hafrasha before Shabbos, I can't do a hafrasha on Shabbos to prayer.
Ah.
But this heter applies even if a person was not mafresh at all. Because I allowed him to eat. It's like it's a tevel mirabonim, mirabonim. So they were mafresh in that situation.
So
why is it twice
the rabbanim? Even Eretz Yisrael, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, the right. Only Bizman, you have Rav Yisrael there. So Chal was not as Eretz Yisrael as the Rabbanan.
Okay.
And then there are Masak and Chutz Lor, it's Otto Eretz Yisrael, Otto Eretz Yisrael, Bizman, that you had the all of the Shvatim. So, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do this. So, a person was a mafresh before Shabbos, he has no eights, he can't use those Chalas.
But I'll ask him, I say, here we go.
Yeah. Ain Poydin. I feel a kli shavu chamisha sloyim. So he's not doesn't want to give money because that's muksa, but he wants to give a kli, so he can give a kli. Shavu kesef works for pinyan aben. So he wants to give a kli which is usable on Shabbos, so there's no problem with muksa. But you can't do it to have a shadarim lemechel kamemker. There's an element of a transaction taking place over here, which is awesome. Okay. Ve'ain larmer yitain hamos the kain bever Shabbos. Why don't you come up with the following idea? The Pinyan Ben, a person who's part of the son before this man, it's not effective. So this man comes out to be on Shabbos. Give the money to the Kohen before Shabbos. When 30 days are completed, now the 31st day, B'Shabbos, who's man opinion, Yachal opinion. So make a declaration, a condition, when he gives the money over, that he's not being makdeh to the kohen, that for the purpose of pinyan until the right moment, and then on Shabbos it'll be chal that he could do. But we don't do that because he loses the bracha. You see, you have the bracha has to be ever lasi yosa. So the person has to first say the bracha and give the money. Well, he cannot make the bracha before because he's not doing the mitzvah now. He cannot do the bracha on Shabbos because he's not doing anything. So you lose the bracha. You know, we don't. Shvikim shadayim lechol amitzol love eich germer sivan can't make sivan on erev Shabbos. Shabbos nami lo yichol lebarach came and shein ozen oseklum. And to do the mitzvah with being mevatel, doing the mitzvah being mevatel the bracha. We have Mishnayos and Mishadot Shumas. You can't be mafresh Shuma Orim because even though the hafrash is fine, but you're doing it without you being mafresh of the bracha. You're not allowed to do it the chachila without the bracha. L'chein yamtan ad lachar Shabbos. Now, Zad Mishabura, Bafilu im kolo loy be'erv Shabbos chav tes yoyim yud be'e shos v'tav shin tzadi gimel chalokim mishoa. Shashoa nechalek zad tav reish pei chalokim ki yaduah. So there are 1,080 chalakim in an hour, and 793 chalakim is a full lunar month. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, which turns out to be 44 minutes in one chalik. Chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. So it's 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.3 seconds. That's the average time of a lunar month. Okay. So you can have a situation where that can be reached before Shabbos, but it's still only day 30. So can he do the pinyan and erev Shabbos in that situation? We need to wait the time of 31 days. Okay.
It's almost a quarter of.
Yeah. Ve Megarshin. Philip and Getch, even though they would the get is written for him, but they would write more other documentation that it took place, so we're afraid of. Except for a case of a situation where a person is tukif le'alma, that he's afraid he's going to die. He wants to give her a get that she shouldn't be forced to wait for Yibum. So he's worried about it. A person who's ill and is worried about these things, and he's very ill, not doing what he... But this thing is going to make him irritated, going to make him upset.
And that
could undermine his health. Now, the Mishnah Berurah addresses another issue, but let's leave that because I don't want to run through that. Okay.